Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Yedid Napshi, Moshe de Peshtin Raisa, Moshe Mordechai, Ephraim Abu, Miriam Shoshana, Bachel Atzlacha, Uchol Masa Yedeyam, as we come into the weeks of Shovavim, Shmos Verbo B'Shal Chisra Mishpatim, and we work on Inyane Kedusha. I find it very gratifying each year to be Yosek in these Inyanim. It always requires Chizuk for all of us. The Kuntres came out Benyanei Ashovivim from very Chashiv Talmud Chacham, Rav Moshe Samsonovitz. It's called Kriya Shel Chiba, Kuntres Kriya Shel Chiba Benyanei Ashovivim, and our shir is based on this Kuntres. So we're talking about Inyanei Kedusha, Kedoshim Tiyu. So to begin, we should define what Kedusha is. The Machlokas Rishonim, why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. According to the Ramban, Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh for an external reason, because they use this Lashon Le'inyanei Kodesh. B'nei she'divrei Torah v'anavuos v'chol divrei Kedusha kulam b'Lashon hu ne'emru. V'hinei hu ha'Lashon she'HaKodesh Baruch Hu yis'a l'shmoy medavr bo'im mevi'a v'vim adosoy. Anochi v'lo yi'a l'cho b'shar divros ha'Torah v'anavuos. O'o nikra b'shmoy se'va k'doshim. Divrei Torah and Nevuah and all Divrei Kedusha were said in Lashon HaKodesh. It's the word that the language God speaks with his to his prophets in. The Dibros were said in Lashon HaKodesh. God's names are in Lashon HaKodesh. He created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. He called our great heroes, our leaders, our founders, our forefathers with names in Lashon HaKodesh. So since they use Lashon HaKodesh for all these critical matters, it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Not there's something inherent about the language, but because it's used for holy things. In contrast, the Rambam famously says a different biur. The Rambam in the Maror Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Ches writes, B'nei she'lo hunach b'loshon ha'kodesh loshon miyuchad al dvar erva, ela b'shem mushol uberemes. In loshon ha'kodesh, there's no special word for dvar erva. They say oso makom. They don't use the actual. They don't have an actual word for it. When a man has a relationship with a woman, physical relationship. In modern Hebrew, they call it the word that's used in modern English. But that's not a Torah word, of course. And the Torah uses other words. Ba'alea. If it was Bias Mikdash, the same word they use for coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'al, he comes into the house. It's a very, very neutral word. It doesn't have any sexual connotations. But it's used anyway, so since there's no word, the Rambam says, there's no word for Dvar Erva, for the Mekoimos, just calling it Oso Mokom, Eiver, etc. And the Maisabi also we're adding is also, maybe that's what the Rambam means when he says Dvar Erva. Not only the Mekoimos, but also the act. There's no word for it in Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore it's a holy language, because the language is very clean. The Maral and the Nesivat Snias in Paragimel, page 108, comments on the Rambam. Aval ei nira shi anikla lashon hakodesh b'shush lo nimtza bo lashon genai. Shim kein lo ya lashon hakodesh ba'atzmai. Aval yikori lashon hakodesh b'nei shal lashon hu pri v'toldo sa adam. Ma she moitzi misfasov. Fikach yesh lakol uma v'uma lashon b'fnei atzmai. Kamoy she kol ilan v'ilan yesh li pri b'fnei atzmai. Ve'en ze koze. Omnam lashon hakodesh hu adibur sheyesh l'adam mitzad kedushasai. It wouldn't appear that it's called lashon hakodesh because there's no lashon genai. There's no disgraceful word. Because then the language wouldn't be inherently holy. It's called lashon kodesh. It's called a holy language. Why is it called a holy language? So every nation has their language, just like every tree has their fruit. The Amba made it the reason it's called Lashon HaKodesh is because there's no words for Dvar Erva. It's not the reason, that's not the cause, that's the effect. What's the cause? The cause is Shalashin Upri Vitodos HaAdam Mashemotzi Misvasav. Man speaks, it's the fruit of man's speech. And if the man is holy, the words are holy. So we're holy, and Mimela, our speech is holy. The language that we speak, the language that Klal Yisrael speaks is holy, because we're holy. To Paul Yotze, Lashon hu pri v'todos ha'adam hu mashemoytzi misfasav. This is the Hagdar of Lashon HaKodesh, and Yiddish could be Lashon HaKodesh. Kohen don't speak Yiddish. I once heard a funny story from Mr. Abe Wexler, not mentioning his name because he was just nifter very recently. Great man, a good friend of my family's. So I remember this, him telling this story. I heard it, you know, maybe 30 years ago. But he always is a big man with a big laugh, a big smile and a big laugh, hearty. So he said that he had gone maybe to Switzerland, I think it was. And he was with his one of his sons. And this boy met another boy. You know, naturally kids, they see each other at some vacation spot and they want to play together. They were trying to find a common language. So the other boy said that he speaks Lashon Kodesh. What's Lashon Kodesh? So Mr. Wexler's son was coming from Israel, so that's great. So he speaks Ivrit. Ivrit would be the closest thing we have today to Lashon Kodesh. So the boy said, yeah, I speak Lashon Kodesh. I speak Yiddish. That was what the other boy said. And then Mr. Wexler laughed that he thought that this was Lashon Kodesh. So... Rav Soloveitchik has a famous essay where he talks about how you bury a mace who died al Kiddush Hashem, you bury him in his clothing. Because there's a certain Kiddusha to that, to the clothing that enclosed him when he died. There's also a certain Kiddusha to the language. That's the language that the Ketzos would learn in Yiddish, the Nesivis would learn in Yiddish, the Pchaim would learn in Yiddish, the Pnei Yehoshua learned in Yiddish, the Kovner Rav would learn in Yiddish. All the great to start listing names of big rabbanim, you know, they wouldn't be able to end. So all the great rabbanim learned in Yiddish. The Balabatim learned in Yiddish. There's so much Torah was enclosed in Yiddish, so it gives Yiddish a certain amount of kedusha. And the Maral here says that it's priva told us adam hashemoytzi misvasav, and every nation has their language. The person has Kedusha, and Memela, the words that come out of his mouth. If a person is Kaddish, the words that come out of his mouth are Kaddish. So I'm just taking this a step further, that to apply to a certain extent to Yiddish. Some people hate Yiddish. And as I speak to people, and say, oh, I hate Yiddish. And I'll say, oh, I love Yiddish. And there's actually usually the type of person who says, he hates Yiddish is one type of person. It's usually different types of people. I could already tell you in advance if they hate Yiddish or love Yiddish. There's another type of person who usually loves Yiddish. I'm not going to characterize what type of people they are, but I personally love Yiddish. What can I tell you? And some people, I guess, are indifferent. But certainly... Lashon Kodesh with the Torah, the language of the Torah is Lashon Kodesh because that's the language of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people are holy people. The Ramban, at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, argues with Rashi and explaining the Pasuk of Kedoshim to you. Rashi learns that the mitzvah is to separate from Dvar Erva. The Ramban, Dingsich mit Rashi, there is some Yiddish. The Ramban argues with Rashi and he says that not only al Dvar not only are we obligated to separate ourselves from erva, but a person shouldn't be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah. He shouldn't be disgusting with the rishus of the Torah, that a person shouldn't overdo it with his eating, with his drinking, with his sleeping. He's a married man, so married man is allowed to be with his wife. The Torah doesn't forbid him to be with his wife. He can be with her 8 times a day. But that's not Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu is that he should control himself. limit his food consumption, his monetary consumption, his sexual consumption. Today it's unlimited. You can go online. It's a horror people have. They go online. There's just an unlimited amount of things you can buy on Amazon. All you have to do is type in a few numbers. I assume a person already has an account. He can just go there. He doesn't even have to type in the numbers. I assume it's all there already on his computer. Computer remembers. I'm not a big Amazon buyer, therefore I don't know. But just buy more and more and more stuff, and he doesn't even have to go anywhere. It just comes right to his door. The person has to limit that. He has to control that. Otherwise, not kedoshim to you. You can't just buy without end. You should buy what he needs to buy, of course. I'm not talking about not preaching asceticism. But a person has to control that, not go overboard. So mitzvahs kedoshim to you is not to be shakua midai, not to be too immersed in chomrius and gashmius. But we can say the same thing the Maharal said on Rashi and Ramban. That the Maharal said about the Rambam that the fact that there's no Lashon Ganai is only the effect, it's not the cause. It's only an outcome. So just separating yourself would seem to only be an outcome of Kedusha. Since you're holy, so therefore you're parish min arayis, you're parish from excessive gashmias. But we have to know that the Ramban himself concludes, V'tam ha-kosev shomer ki kodosh ani Hashem, lo'ymar she'anachnu nizke l'dovka bo b'yaseinu kedusha. No, it's not just a negative, that you're not too involved in gashmias. But rather, it's something very positive. You're dovek b'Hashem. That's kedusha. Kedusha is dvekus b'Hashem. What's dvekus b'Hashem? In the Sefer Toiras Avrom of Hagoyin HaTzadik, Reb Avrom Gordzinski, Hashem Yinkoim Domoy, on page 82b, Pei Beis Amud Beis of the Sefer, he comments. You can't learn that what the Ramban means is that we're zoicha al yidei prishus could be like malachim. That the seicha will be dovuk, the seicha will cling to the mokor ha-chochma. Shetehe machshav ha-kul in asul in yanei ruchni as bli hefzeit kolshu. Shehesach hadas ha-yoyser katan mafridas adem mitveikusa. That's not what the Ramban means. That by separating, you're going to be holy. Because how is it that by separating, you're going to be holy? How are you going to have dveikus hamachshava just by separating? So what is this dveikus that Ramban is talking about? What is this positive kedusha? Because we don't just want to avoid things that's going to make us holy. Because who says that makes you holy? Just avoiding certain things. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, is lying in a hospital bed. He's holy? Because he's not engaging in the pleasures of this world. We want to know what the Ramban means when he talks about positive Kedusha. So the Toiras Avram, the great tzaddik, Avram Gudzinski, Hashem Yinkom Domo, killed by the Nazis. So he's marich to explain what this Tveikus is. It's to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Ruchnius and Gashnius world. You see Mahashgacha that Hashem didn't only create the world, but he runs the world. And we see this hanhag in every prat in our lives. Achdus habriya, that the gashmis and ruchnis are all one unit. And a person who's afram and adama, living on this earth, he also has a soul. He can understand this connection between the ruchnis and the gashmis. So that's what how the Toiras Avram understands this tveikus, to see hashgach in everything, to perceive the achdus habriya. God created the Ruchnius and the Gashmius together. So Ayin Shem B'Divrei HaTorah Avram. V'anu L'Darkeinu Nelech. Rabbi Isaac Chover, Talmid Talmido Shel Agro, B'Biuro Ora Torah Al Malas HaTorah Ois Ayin Hei. writes as follows: Metzinu she'amar Rabbi Seinu she'eretz Yisrael eretz ha'tzvi k'sivba she'ein tzvi machzik oiro es besaroi chayin amru shishim ribo ayaro es haylo liyane ha'melech v'achshav shishim ribo kani loy machzik v'ube ha'mesinyin gadol she'eretz ha'kedusha ha'kedosha ha'zu ein ha'tachas ha'mokoyim. והגבול כמו שער הרצויס, שכפי המידו הראשונה, שנוסן למייס הבריאה, כך יהיה כל היומים, ולא תוספס וגירוין, אבל ארץ הקודש היא בטבע. הלא מצער היא ברשס יוטס חוף, אבל מסרחבס ומסגדלס לפי רוב היושבים בה, ולפי ערך קדושס העם היושב בה. That Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi. That it's Tzvi, the more, the bigger it gets, the more its skin expands. Mat Tzvi Zein Ora Machzik Es Besara. Rashi says Mishuhuf Shel Hu Kavetz. Veinu Yochel Lachzor L'Chasoyso Bo. That after you skin the skin contracts and you can no longer cover the deer with the skin. So to Eretz Yisrael. When it has inhabitants, so it expands. And when it doesn't, it contracts. So that's the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. It can expand and contract based on the number of residents. Adds Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, V'inye Yikra HaKadusha, Hi Ha'idei HaTorah, Shesham Mokom Shekhinasa Yizbarach, Kamer Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Bolom Ola Arba Amol Yishel Halocha Bilvad, V'lchein B'chol Mokoyim, Shehoysa HaTorah Yoyser Mizgalo, Haya Makom Hazeh, יותר סובל ויוצא מכלל גשמי, שהרי ירושלים אשר משם תצא תורה לישראל, יויסר הויסה קדושה מספשטס בה, עד שלא אומר אדם לחברו, צר לי המוקום שאולין בירושלים, ומוקום ביס המקדוש ששם סנהדרין גדולה, בלישקס הגוזיס, או ירק י' א' אמר, עמדים צפופים ומשתחבים רווחים, ומוקום האורין שבו הלוחויס יוצא מן המוקום לגמרי, שרי אמרו מוקום האורוין אינו מן המידו, וימונח שלוי במוקום כלל. וכשפוסקו מן התוירה וגולו מי ארצום ונסטלק הקדושה, אז נשארס בטבע. וזה שאמרו שדובר זה ששאלו לנביאים על מה עובדה אורץ, וצטיינו לא מרשב את מקום ולא אינו דעיה. עד שגילו השם יסבר שסיב לזה על אוזם מסתורוס ונסטלק הקדושה בזה נאבד מוקום האורץ, ונשארה בטבע כאומו. In other words, what Rav Isaac Chover is telling us is that the Ikar HaKedusha is to separate from the physical life, because that's the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is different than all other lands. The Ikar HaKedusha is in the Torah HaKedusha, which is above the Gashmias. Makom Aron Eino Min Amida. The Makom Aron is not measured. In other words, if you would measure the Kodesh Kedoshim with the Aron, without the Aron, it would come out to the same measurements, because it doesn't take up space. So the Ikar Kedusha is through the Torah. That's where Hashem dwells. And that's what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Arba Amos Shel Halacha. He only has the four Amos of Halacha. In other words, you want to know where the Shekhinah went after the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Into the Torah, into Divrei Halacha. And therefore, wherever the Torah is revealed, it becomes less of a Gashmi, more of a Ruchni place. Yerushalayim was the holiest place, and therefore, it expanded based on the residents. Like we said before about Eretz Yisrael, it expands based on the residents. So to Yerushalayim, nobody ever said that there's no place for me to stay in Yerushalayim. Mishnah and Avos, we see in the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the Lishkas HaGozis, where they would decide Torah, decide Halacha. Har Moriah, Misham Hara, Yotis Li Yisrael. It was only 11 Amos, but they would stand up, they'd be all Tzfufim. They wouldn't have room, they wouldn't have space. It would be very crowded. And when they bowed down, there was suddenly space. That's the power of Kedusha. Kedusha expands. We have that in the Sugya and Meseches Kedushin. Dav Zayin is Spashtis HaKedusha. that you marry half a woman and the Kedusha expands. The Gemara says Kedusha is mispashet, mispashetes, an ola. You're makdish the leg and then it extends to the rest of the animal. Kedusha expands. That's the power of Kedusha. Kedusha is a life force that expands, that extends. Makom Aaron eino min amida. You also see in space that there's Kedusha because the Aaron doesn't take up any space because it's so holy. In other words, it's beyond the Gashmi. So space is beyond the Gashmi. The holy space is beyond Gashmi. And therefore, Makom Aaron doesn't take up space. And therefore, Yerushalayim has Kedusha. It expands based on the number of people. And Eretz Yisrael expands based on the number of people. And that's why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Amo of the Aretz, why was the land destroyed? Because they left my Torah. You leave my Torah, there's no more Kedusha in the land. So the Iker Kedusha is through the Torah. And this is expressed in the fact that in the Makomas of Torah, these are Makomas of Kedusha that expand miraculously. So of course, if one is Shaku and the Gashmias, he can't get to the Kedusha. It's the opposite of Kedusha. Like we saw in Rashi and Ramban. Particularly Rashi says in Yonei Erva, but really all in Yonei Gashmias. And then this Kedusha is expressed like the Ramban says in Yudvekus Bashem. And in those places that were Davik Bashem, there's Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kedusha is that the place expands. Maral in the Derech Chaim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Beis. According to the Baal Tanura, Udala Moisif Yosef means Misha Eino Moisif Al Limudoi Yosef. He's going to die earlier. He's going to Yamus Belo Yita. He's going to die an untimely death. Ki atoira hefech hasrora. Torah is the opposite of rulership. Ki aidea toira shela odam hadvekus bo yizborach. When a person learns Torah, he's davek b'Hashem. Kmo shebi'arnu ze b'mekoimoi ba'arichus. As we explained elsewhere. In the Be'er HaGoyle, in the Be'er Rishon, he writes, Adei Divrei Torah Adam, Yesh Lo Dveikus Be'Elyonim. When you learn Torah, you're clinging to what is above. And then Siv HaVoid, on the 15th parak, he writes, Ein Yoyser Dveikus V'Kishur Bo Yisborach, Kimo HaTorah, there's no Dveikus in connection to Hashem, like Torah. Netzach Yisrael, parak Beis, he writes, Ki Al Yidei HaTorah, Yeshli Yisroel Dveikus El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through Torah we have Dveikus B'Hashem. In the Hakdamah of the Sefer HaTiferes, he writes, Ki Adi HaTorah Koin Odom Dveikus Bo Yisbaruch Legamrei B'chol Tzad. Through Torah, a person's Koin Dveikus acquires clinging to Hashem on all sides. Tiferes Yisroel, he writes, in the 48th Perek, Ki HaTorah Achibur Bein Hashem Yisbaruch Shev Shpi HaTorah Ubein Odom. Torah is the connection between God and man. So this is the greatest way to connect, and numerous other sources, which we're not going to quote. And as explained in the footnotes to the Machon Yerushalayim Rambam, that there's nothing closer to Hashem than Torah. And Memela, the way to be koined, Dveikus B'Hashem, is through the Torah. Like the Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer HaTiferes in the 34th Perek, HaTorah hu min Hashem Yisbarach. The closest thing to God is Torah. And therefore, when you get close to Torah, you're getting close to God. And there's no, obviously, God is the height of Kedusha. Ulefikach, continues Rabbeinu here in the Derech Chaim, Nemra ala Torah ki chayecha v'orech yamecha. It's your life and the length of your days. Because you're dovek b'Hashem, and Hashem is life. Atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. Ve'atar b'shvil zefach asro legamrei ki atorah etzem hachayim. Torah is life. Ulefikach, mandala Yosef Yosef the Mosef Yosef at La Yalef Ktalachayev Perush. Imeno Mosef Lyos Amal Betoira who Yosef min ha'olam. Kolomach Shemes Kaidim Zmanai. He's going to die before his time if he's not Davik B'Torah. The Maharal is connecting it to the first part of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah is Huay Omer Nagid Shema Avid Shema. Somebody who's as the Abal Tanura writes, Misha Nimshach Shema L'Merachok Mitoch Sroriv Rabbanus Mehera Ya'abid Shema. Somebody whose name goes far because of his rulership. He's going to lose his name. Because Rabbanus, being in this position of power, mikaberes es ba'aleha, buries its owner. We know today a lot of, where it says Rabbanut, a lot of people in the rabbinate, that's the way they feel. That they have this rabbinate, they have this rulership, and it just buries them. So many of rabbis, unfortunately, get burned out. Baruch Hashem, many are still enthusiastic, and they're doing a great job. But it's very taxing. Torah is the opposite of Rabbanus. Udaloi Moisif, and if somebody who's not Moisif Alimuda Yosef, he's going to die. Because the Torah is the opposite of rulership, of Srara. Udaishna Mishpataga, if a person uses the Keser of Torah, so Cholaf, he's going to be passed through the world. So Torah is life. So Nagid Shmei, if one goes after life, he's going to lose his life. But, and if he doesn't add on to Torah, he's going to. He's also going to lose his life. So Torah is the opposite of Sroar. That's why you have to add on to Torah. You're adding on to life. Udolo yell if he doesn't learn Ketala Chayiv, the Mishnah says. He's Chayiv Misa. Imeno Mosef Yosam Torah Yosef Min Olam Kodosh Meis Kodosh Zanav Gekvar Yisbarki Adam Nikash Moi Adam Al Shem Shuvah Min Adoma Shibala Schoimer V'davik B'choimer Adam Ahead There Kamo Shizbar Lamala By Dizbar B'kam Makom Yitzfilt Tzarech Adam Ahitzi B'Torah Sichlis. Man comes from Chomer and therefore he has to add on with the spiritual Torah. And that's what's going to give him life. That's the chiyus of man. V'gam Shalidei haTorah yesh lo dveikus bo yisbarach, ki lo haisa haTorah lo haisa la'adam ba'al choymer dveikus bo yisbarach. Ulefikach baTorah yesh chayim, zeh lo moisif yosef, perish lo moisif sheni yageh v'omel b'Torah, avgat shalomei Torah k'sheinu omel b'dober, v'einu magbir asechal al choymer shadavik bo heder, lefikach hu yosef, mandi lo yolef peiro sheinu lo meit klal, chayiv b'din k'tola ki marcha gatzum min haTorah, v'odin g'zeh misnagid el haTorah mevi elav ha'misa, fi shemalchik atzmo mimena. Through Torah, man has dveikus in Hashem, and therefore he's mekabel chayim. That's what gives him life, because Hashem is the source of life. And when he distances himself, so he's mekatzer, he shortens his life. And he has to dafka be omel b'Torah. When he's not Amal B'Torah, so he's not Magbir his Seichel and the Chomer. Chomer is Header. Header is what's lacking. Because something physical is lacking, it doesn't last. And therefore, Yosef, he's going to die before his time. So if he's not Amal B'Torah, then he gets the Header. He gets this lacking because he's not Magbir, the Seichel, the spiritual part of himself, and the Chomer, and the physical part of himself, and therefore he's going to die before his time. So the Sichlius of Torah is Mafgi, a person, precludes a person from having this Chomer. And also when he's Mosoisek B'Torah, then he's Davik B'Shem. But if he's not Yosef, he's going to die earlier. Because this Amelus B'Torah connects him to the more ruchni side of life. But it has to be dafka ba'amelus, like we see in the Gemara in Brachas, that Ezra was metaking tevila for Baal Keri, but the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef shonu b'regilus, Rashi says, b'mishnayis hashkiras b'fiv. If he just is chazering mishnayis, b'vikius, so then that he's allowed to learn. So the Rosh Yeshiva writes in the Pachat Yitzchak and Mamie Yitzayinos Dalit that we have a new Yesod here in Amelus Petorah. It was Regilus, Miloshen Hergel, Miloshen Regel, you walk without thinking. So that's the opposite of Aim Yira Resis and Siyah. The reason you need to be Tovil before learning Torah after being a Balkari is because Torah is like Har Sinai. It has to be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'resis, Be'ziyah. It has to be with fear and awe and trepidation. And being a Balkari is not a state of awe and fear and trepidation. But if you're learning without a Melus, that's not learning with awe and fear and trepidation. In a Melus, you don't have to be Tovil. So when a person is learning Be'igiyah, then it becomes something Ruchni, then it becomes something Har Sinaitik. When a person learns without Yigiyah, it's not Har Sinaitik, so therefore he can learn it. It's not Hagbaras HaSeichel Al HaChoymer. Advarim Niflaim. And then it's even worse with the Lo Yalef. If he doesn't learn at all, and Ketal HaChayiv, then he's Mamish Chayiv Misa. Because now he's against the Torah. A person is not learning Ba'amelus, so then Davik Bo ahead there. He has this lacking. He's not connecting to the Ruchni Torah. He's not against Torah, but he's not connecting the Ruchni to the Torah. If he doesn't learn at all, and then Ketal HaChayiv. So this is our Kesher with the Borei Olam. The Kesher with the Borei Olam is through Torah. The Ramban writes, like we saw before, Kadosh Ani, we're going to be Dovik Bashem when we're Kadosh, because Hashem is Kadosh. And the best way to be Dovik Bashem, as the Maharal writes in many places, that there's the giver of the Torah and then us. The Torah is the means to be Dovik Benosein HaTorah. So Kedusha is being Dovik Bashem. The way to be Dovik Bashem, the primary way, is through Limud HaTorah. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani, you should be holy because I'm holy. But how do you get there? You get there through the Torah. And there's nothing like the Maharal says closer to Hashem than Torah. So we have the Kedusha of not being involved in Arayus. That's going to lower us the most. That's going to separate us the most from Kedusha. Rashi, Ramban, all in Yanei Novel Bershus HaTorah. And that's avoiding the negative. And then you have the positive of learning Torah, and thereby being Dovek Bashem. And Lashon HaKodesh, and Am Kodesh speaks a Lashon that's Kodesh. That's the pre that comes out of their mouth. And Eretz Yisrael, it's a makom of Kedusha, and therefore it expands. So many years ago, I went through a lot of a sefer by Rav Zechariah Tin Ami. He's a Rav in Rehovot. Maybe 900 pages, just defining what Kedusha is. So we can't do it in one shir, but just a little bit of a taste. And that's really our avoda. And that's why during these times of Shovavim, but that's the avoda is to be magbir the Kedusha. You'd be very, very careful. Kedusha is mitas yisod. Yisod is the foundation. When a person loses his mit of yisod, it doesn't matter how much Torah he learns, but he doesn't have a foundation. So all this prisham and arayus is giving us the foundation. And then you have to build on that foundation by more positive Kedusha. But it starts with avoiding the negative. And that's why it's so incredibly harmful, this Kli Mashchus that we have in the world that brings so much good, the same Kli. It's incredible. The same Kli that brings millions of hours of Torah study and millions of Dapi Gemara that are learned. It's just incredible. Every day, thousands, if not tens of thousands of Dapim of Gemara are learned with the help of this Kli. And how much stock is given, millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars are given through, of tzedakah are given through this kli. And tefillos, how many millions of Pirkei Tehillim are said, and tefillos for refuah, names are spread around, names of cholim through this kli. So chas v'shalom, it's not only a negative; it's brought more good to the world than any. What other kli can bring so much Torah to the world? Not only Gemara pages, but shiurim and everything. You hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions already, of shiurim that are being added every minute. More and more shiurim are being added. More and more Torah, more and more Kedusha. So, on the other hand, you can get to the worst, the lowest levels of spiritual corruption and destruction. Znus and Pritzus and, countless websites, from what I've heard, the worst, the lowest levels of horrific Znus and Pritzus. And so many people have gone off the derech. If it's because of this kli, or that was the outcome, they were already going on their way and it just helped them go off the way, but it's definitely a partner. And how many marriages have been broken up because of it? It makes it so easy to stray, unfortunately. Years ago, there was a website that apparently the names were revealed of just the millions of people who went on there to have affairs. They just to match up people who want to have affairs. And it wasn't so pretty when people's names were revealed. But at the end of the day, the names are revealed every second. Hashem knows exactly what's going on. And this is something a person can have b'chadri chadarim and nobody's going to know. I heard one guy gave a speech once to some from Balabatim, and he said, they were saying, no, nothing bad, it's okay. And he said, okay, let's make a deal. Give me your phones, and I want to see where you've gone the last week. See the history of the last week. And he said, nobody, and I'll give you money. I'll pay you if you're willing to, let me see and reveal the results. And nobody was willing to go along with it. Levi Odeh Maris Nafsha, what people see b'mezid and what people see even b'shoigek. So a person has to be very, 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 very careful. And it's not only with the pritzus and the znus, but also another thing, obviously, that separates from Kedusha's kfira. Kfira separates one from God, from the Baruch Shalom. And there are countless websites that are out there trying to get a person to be, you Google something Jewish and you always get to something Christian, some apikorsis, some, people out there who hate religion. They make their religion to destroy religion, to destroy Torah, to destroy Yiddishkeit. They had a bad experience. So they want to bring everybody down with them. So, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. There's stories of Rabbanim and Rosh Kollel and Rosh Yeshiva, very Choshev Yid, and I don't know if all the stories are true. I just read the stories, but people who dropped everything, went off the derech, women, Benos Yisrael Ksheros, who lost everything with families, and they gave it up through this kli. And a person wants to be a kofer, so it all takes is 5 minutes. He can go to a kfira website. They make leitzanis from the Torah. They ask a few questions that have already been around for thousands of years and they're already adequate answers to. And they don't bring up all the questions with their shita. They have a shita that the world is by accident. The world created itself. It's a very hard hard to explain scientifically how everything normally when there's this big something blows up that doesn't create Seder, it creates e-Seder, it creates a lack of Seder, and here you have this big bang, and they say, oh, all the Seder was created from the big bang, just the DNA of man. The person would just show me DNA, that'd be enough. I'd say, yeah, there's someone behind this, it wasn't by accident. And it's not like in the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash you have a hierarchy. You have the Chumash. The Chumash is holy. You have to respect that, and your job is to understand the Chumash. And then there's the Rishonim and the Achronim and Chazal. And there's respect, and there's the Koshali. I don't understand Koshali. Somebody once went up to Avraham Genachovsky. He gave a shir. He asked 8 questions on a Rashba. He came up to him afterwards. The person's not such a bentari. He didn't understand. He said, how do you have the gall to ask so many questions in the Rashba? It's not respectful. So Rav Ram was an anav mikol adam mishal penei adam zeichet tzaddik v'kadosh lebracha l'chay olam haba. He said, I'm not asking 8 kashas in the Rashba. I'm asking 8 kashas on myself that I don't understand the Rashba. These are 8 questions on me that I don't understand in the Rashba. It's me. So there you have the respect. For instance, Rabbi Akiva Eger would say, Hashem yoreinai bor terosash. Hashem should light down my eyes. I don't understand. It's a problem with me. But there's another way. It's the internet. The internet people look. Presented, it's a problem with the Torah. The Torah is wrong. The Torah is not fair. The Torah is bad. The Torah is immoral. And there's no pikuach. There's no censorship. Everybody can say whatever's going on, whatever's going on inside of them. Even the most impure people. People who have no respect, no reverence for anything or anybody. And they think, yeah, that's correct. That's the emes. That's what's called postmodernism. That there's no real truth, and anybody can say whatever they want or whatever they feel. It could have no basis in fact, no basis in reality. It could be coming from a very, very dark place inside of them. And that's what we all have access to every second of the day. People, the darkest things inside of them. And a person brings tum on himself, the opposite of kedusha. And that's where he is. That's where his soul is. And then other people connect to that. You could see it on a person's face. I know that Moira Rabbi, they told the Rebbe Shlita. He says it's pashut. You can see on a person's face if he's watching, if he's looking at inappropriate things. You could see it. I don't know. Sometimes I think I see it on someone's face, but that's usually when I already know. I wouldn't be able to probably. When I already know that that's where the person's holding, I can look at their face and say, yeah, you could see it. But he could do it. He said, yeah, even a yeshiva bachur. Guy looks like a good bachur. He's in the mirror. He's in Rav Asher's shir. I'm not saying anybody in Rav Asher's shir is looking at anything inappropriate, but could be that somebody's in the mirror and he's looking at things. So he could go, the Talmud Rebbe could look at him in a second. He could say, yeah, see it. There was a Rav, a Ram in Haramor, Rav Yoshua Tzukerman. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was Nifter about a year ago. He lived right behind the Groshul in Shari Chesed. Many Jews are in that area. That's where all the hotels are, and that's where all the Jews own their apartments. Not all the Jews, but many of them. So he was right behind the Ezra's Nassim of Shari Chesed, Rechov Ashla. That's where his Rav Tzukerman's apartment was. He was a huge tzaddik and a massive, massive Talmud Chacham. Quiet man like that, unassuming. From Belgium. He had an accent when he spoke Hebrew. But he was, you know, he was holding in Shas everywhere. Ask him anywhere, give a shir on the spot. He'd give a new shir anywhere. Kabbalah he was holding. He had notes on his svarim. His Talmidim say, they open up his svarim. They see, you know, just filled with, not only his Shas is filled with notes, you know, from beginning to end, you know, including the back, the riff, the rush. But his Sifrei Kabbalah were also filled with notes. So he was nifter about a year ago. You could see shiurim of his. Anyway, the Talmidim said he had a light coming from his face because of Rov Kedushasai. When the Talmidim said he didn't know how to daven in Haramor and his yeshiva, they would have a very, very long davening. In Rosh Hashanah, they'd finish at about 4. They'd go from early in the morning until about 4. That's when they'd finish. And Yom Kippur was basically davening all day without a break. Somebody went to the Rosh Hashiva and said, how do I daven? Such a long davening, it's hard to focus. He said, yeah, I know, I have the same problem. I look at Rav Tzukerman, and I see his fire the whole day. He doesn't lean once on his shtender. And you see how focused he is on the davening. You can imagine Rav Tzukerman, how many averis he has on Yom Kippur to be mechaper for, right? Like less than 0. So Rav Tzukerman was once in the cab with one of his Talmidim. The Talmud was like talking and schmoozing with the driver. And Rav Tzukerman didn't say a word the whole ride. He wasn't talking. I don't know if he didn't say one word, but he wasn't talking during the ride. And afterwards, the Talmud asked, what happened? How come the Rav didn't say anything? He said, he couldn't see on his face that he's paritz b'arayis, that this driver is filled with gilui arayis. He can't see it on his face. So a person whose face shone, like Rav Tzukerman, could see it on a person's, it's there. It's a metzius. Tum is a metzius. It's not just an abstraction. You go to somebody who is a little bit of chokhmas aparitzif, a little bit of kedusha, and they can tell. The famous story of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that a few people once came to him, and he gave yachas to some and not to the others, not to one other or a few of the others, and they didn't understand why. And then they started to talk, and they realized that the ones who had gone to mikveh, the Rebbe had. Those are the ones the Rebbe gave yachas to. And the one or the ones who hadn't gone to mikvah, those are the ones the Rebbe didn't. The Rebbe could also see it on somebody's face. So, you know, the tzaddikim, they could be polite also. They're not going to tell everybody. But it's a davar yadua, that it's there, it's a metzius. And we don't want that. It's certainly going to go up to shemayim. And it's going to be, it's on your face because the panim is the pnimius. That's what comes from the pnimius. It makes such, it's a cancer. It's a cancer inside of a person. And it's not only a spiritual cancer, but it brings terrible things to the world. V'shav me'acharecha, it says in the Torah, when the Jewish camp, the army camp, is not holy. V'shav me'acharecha. God won't protect you. God goes away when there's no kedusha in the camp. So there's a big problem today in the Israeli army that they want to have mixed units. I mean, they already have mixed units, but they want to go further than. It's a big problem for religious soldiers, men and women in the army together. The Gedolei Torah already from all the chugim already paskin that kimat every big rav since the birth of the state paskin that girls shouldn't be serving in Tzahal. I see some people that are so proud. Oh, my granddaughter's in the army. My daughter's in the army. My niece's in the army. My sister's in the army. You know, the Gedolei Yisrael said it's a churban. It's a harig val yavor. Chazanish was said literally harig val yavor, not literally harig val yavor. V'shav me'acharecha. You put 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old boys and girls together in an army base. Well, what's going to happen there? They're just gonna do their army exercises, and that's going to be the end of it. Anybody who's is that age or remembers being that age, it's lo yala adas. Especially we're not talking about Bnei Torah. We're talking about people who aren't. Many of them aren't firm, so firm or firm at all. We're just people. So v'shav me'acharecha, Hashem says, I can't be there. I can't protect you if that's what's going to happen. Because the Shekhinah goes away. Because Kedusha is a real thing. V'haya machanecha kadosh. That's why your camp has to be holy. Because Kedusha is a real thing. It's real. And it protects you. And then when the Shekhinah goes away and there's no Kedusha, then you lose that protection. Shekhinah can't be there to help you anymore. Kiviyachol. So this is really the time to be mischazik in sur meira and be mischazik in asei tov, mischazik in sur meira. Just to guard your eyes, guard what you're watching, guard what you're looking at. Anyway, there's no reason to look at a woman at all, unless you have to. But stop, look at pictures. This woman and that woman, what benefit is there from that? Especially if she's not dressed properly. You want to say, no, I'm modern, I'm with it, I can handle it. What do you mean you can handle it? You're not a person. Looking at an attractive woman does the same thing to you as looking at an attractive man. I also know some. I see, oh, he's a good-looking guy. See, you look at a good-looking guy, you feel the same way about him as when you look at an attractive woman. Nah. They're both nice-looking, right? But it does something different to a person. Pshita, shiva, pshita. So you're right, he's not going to end up chas v'shalom necessarily doing an aver with her. But just the istaklus, that's the chiddush of the Torah. That the world isn't makabel. Just the istaklus alone is mashpil l'ra'ah, a person's neshama on the whole world. And if you're, that's in the sur meira, we have to be careful. Now say to, kedusha, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokechem, because I'm holy. It means being davik b'Hashem. The best way to be davik b'Hashem is to be davik b'Torah. And the words we use, the words we use are very mashpia. That's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh according to the Rambam, because they're all bad words. And to speak, I don't know anybody today who speaks Lashon HaKodesh, right? Meaning pure Lashon HaKodesh. In the Tanakh and Mishneh sense, today there's a lot of, modern Hebrew is filled with a lot of words that are not, but certainly the closest thing there is to Lashon HaKodesh. So the language we speak is also mashpia. So there's no language that hasn't been spoken by not from people. It's impossible to speak. A language that's only been used by from only been used by Akash Baruch Hu and his Nevi'im. But to guard our speech and guard our ears, guard our eyes, and that's say tov to learn Hashem's Torah. And that's what we should be immersed in every available moment. It helps you with the Sur Meiran. It's a tremendous say tov. We continue the series, and we should be zocheh l'schazik b'nyanei kedusha. Amen. Amen. Shalom.